Chapter 2. When Holly pulled up at Levi's house, she realized that she and Wade were the last to arrive. She'd stopped to pick him up on the way so there wouldn't be a bunch of cars parked at Levi's house while they were gone. That meant she'd probably be driving Wade home when they returned. But she didn't mind. The more time they could spend together this weekend, the better. Margot was already there, having been dropped off by her parents, and they were starting to load the van. "Hey, you're here!" Levi called as he hurried over to her car. Wade and Holly climbed out, carrying their bags with them. Levi grabbed one of Holly's bags to help her as they walked towards the van. He was practically buzzing with excitement. "This is probably going to be one of the best camping trips I've ever been on."
"We can hope,"
Wade said as he carried his things to the van.
"I always love going on camping trips. Fishing, hiking, and just being outdoors is fun for me. Lots of fresh air and sunshine."
"Ugh, I hate it," Levi muttered so that his parents wouldn't hear what he'd said. "But having some company should make this one much easier to deal with. We're going to have fun. I can feel it. It'll be like one big sleepover."
"Glad we could help," Holly said with a grin.
Levi's excitement was infectious, and she found herself getting more excited. After everything was loaded into and onto the big van that Levi's parents had rented for the trip, they headed out on the road. Each one of them was in a good mood as they pulled away from the house. Everyone was chatting happily about things they'd done recently or what they hoped to do while they were away. Holly was in the back row with Wade on one side and Levi on the other. Stacy and Margot were in the middle row, with Levi's parents in the front two seats. You could almost feel the excitement in the van as they drove past the "Now Leaving Cottonwood Springs" sign and headed west on the highway. The houses began to fall away, leaving nothing to see but nature out their windows. Trees, mountains, and farmland surrounded them. Miles and miles of fences and open spaces. Occasionally, a house would come into view, and even less often, a town. "You know, I'm usually not in a very good mood when my parents drag me off on a camping trip," Levi admitted. "But this time, I feel much better about it. The more I think about it, the more excited I am."
"Camping is fun," Wade said. "I miss going. I wish my parents would plan trips like we used to, but they haven't for a long time."
"Levi, it's probably because you don't normally have anyone to entertain you," Holly pointed out. "You don't like fishing, or hiking, or any of that stuff. So when your parents leave you behind to go enjoy themselves, you're bored." It wasn't hard to see why he wouldn't want to go if he wasn't going to do anything. In that case, what was the point of going camping? Sitting in a campsite with nothing to do was hardly something that would be considered a fun weekend. And she certainly couldn't imagine Levi touching a fish or baiting a hook with a worm. But it would probably be entertaining to watch.